I'm Lynn Neary, in for Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, we talk about this year's Oscar nominations. But first, immigration reform looms as an important issue for voters this year. Candidates from both parties are facing tough questions on how they would deal with the millions of illegal immigrants in the United States. A group called Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together, or MAT, is hoping to seize the opportunity to influence public opinion. They're producing television ads touting the economic benefit of undocumented workers. The ads are slated to air nationally after the Democratic and Republican conventions this summer. Lionel Sosa is the executive director of MAT, a media strategist and lifelong Republican. Sosa specializes in reaching Latino voters and is credited with helping a number of Republicans get elected, including President Bush in 2004. He joins us from member station KSTX in San Antonio, Texas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Lynn. I appreciate it.
Now, can you give us a sense of what message it is that you're trying to get across or want to get across in these ads you'll be running?
You know, there's been so much hate, so much fear that's being propagated with misinformation. And the real story is that we need these workers. We invited them here by offering them a job. If they were not here, our economy would collapse. Our whole lifestyle, the middle American lifestyle, would virtually collapse. You know, if you you look at it at an average day, you know, who cleans our offices after we leave? Who's building our homes? Who's taking care of our elderly? Who's taking care of our babies? Who's tending to the gardens? Who's picking the grapes for the wine we drink? It's all these unauthorized workers, and we need to find a way to make them legal. And this is what we're all about. Let's be the voice of reason to make the workers we need legal.
Now, as a Republican, are you concerned that your own party's hardline stance on immigration could cost the party the election? Is that part of what has motivated you to do this?
Well, when we really look at all of the candidates out there, the folks that should be out there in front of this issue, which would be the Democrats, neither Clinton or Obama or Edwards are doing anything. They're not stepping up to their responsibility.
Okay, but what about the Republicans? Because I think they have taken a much harder line on the issue of illegal immigration, and even within the party there is some concern about that, as I think your ad campaign reflects.
Well, not John McCain. Of everyone, including the Democrats, John McCain is the brave one. He is the one that understands the need to make the workers we need legal. There was some rally with Republicans, and as he started to talk about immigration, he started hearing some boos, and he stopped the crowd, and he says, look, I am not going to tell a soldier that's fighting in Iraq that I'm deporting his parents. And what's happening is that virtually thousands of people, of unauthorized workers that would be workers, are actually fighting for our country in Iraq.
Now, so is this campaign supporting one candidate in particular? Is it supporting
McCain? Oh, no. No, no, no. We are totally nonpartisan. Whoever wins, wins, and that's not what we're about at all. What we are about is just having enough of an educational, informational campaign out there so that folks will know, you know what, if we make these folks legal, we'll all be better off. And all we have to do is issue more work visas. This is not it is a complicated thing, but it is not brain surgery either. If we could fix it the way some folks want to fix it, all we would have to do to get rid of these folks is to fire them all. In 2 or 3 months, they'd all be gone. But we don't do that. Why? Because we need them.
So is this essentially, ad campaign essentially supporting the idea of a guest worker program? Is that the basic idea that you're supporting?
It could be a guest worker program. It could be issuing more visas, which is virtually the same thing. But finding a way that we know who these folks are, that we know that they're law-abiding citizens, that we know that they don't have a criminal record, that they're healthy, and that they have a job. Because we want to help Congress find a way to make them legal if we need them, when we need them. They're important to our economy. They're important to our lifestyle.
Mr. Sosa, I wanted to ask you, where does the financial support for this ad campaign come from? You said it's completely nonpartisan, but who's supporting it?
Well, it comes from a group of business people. Some of them are Americans. Some of them are Mexican. It is Mexicans and Americans thinking together who believe that a problem like this cannot be solved entirely in the United States. We need partnerships in order to talk together, to come together, to reason together, and to find a solution together.
Now, critics of this advertising campaign say basically the ads are being paid for by business and that the interest there is in profit, not really in the people and in the plight of the people here. Do you see this as an economic issue or as a moral issue?
Well, it's both. It's a moral issue because these folks are coming here only to do what we want them to do, to work. It's an economic issue because it benefits the average American economically. It benefits the overall American economy, and that's been proven over and over again. Communities that have been successful in getting rid of all of the immigrants have resented loss and said, wait a minute, our economy is collapsing. We did not realize what a benefit these workers are to our community.
And do you think these people should eventually be allowed to become American citizens?
They do need to get in the back of the line to become American citizens. That process takes 12, 15 years.
You know, a lot of Americans who may even favor some kind of immigration reform are fundamentally opposed to giving citizenship to people who have come to this country illegally. Do you think that by making this an economic issue, that's a better way to undercut some of those really strong anti-immigration stands that are out there?
Well, it's an economic issue, but it's also an issue having to do with just reasoning. We believe that by looking at the facts and by working together, we can find a solution that works for our American economy and works for every American citizen.
These ads are slated to air after the convention. Why not sooner?
Well, we don't really have a strategy that's set in stone as to when they will run or where they will run. It's a total of 14 ads in English and 6 ads in Spanish. We're right now taking the strategy very, very seriously to make sure that every penny that is spent is as efficient as it can be.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Sosa.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Lynn. I appreciate it very much.
Lionel Sosa is the executive director of Mexicans and Americans Thinking Together.